Lai 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 lai.
So, first question for an active workshop. Every friend in the tent shares with the others what he got from this lesson. What did I take from this lesson? First of all, we have to be zeros. No matter what happens, we have to try and adhere to the Creator. And this point afterwards, to see how I can bestow to the ten. On behalf of the experience of the lesson, so relating to the lesson, not as something recorded. Well, it depends how to implement everything, the greatness of the Creator behind everything, the Tzimtzum, to take everything from the lesson. It's funny that Rav said the whole lesson not to take, and the question was what to take from the lesson. So I just want to, let's try and dream of this state of Dvekut, Tzimtzum, Katnut. The Tzimtzum restriction, I guess it's an action that I don't do, but the light does. But what I heard was that this light is constant every time, to start it again from new, to adhere to the right, not to fight the will to receive, because it's a lost battle. Just adhere to the lesson, Rav's words, the friends. There's an element of constant work here, that constantly aspiring to the smallest katnut, to the smallest restriction we can, and adhere to the upper one through the friends. And every time it's returning to that same point to make sure that all of us together are tuned in such a way, calibrated, that each one is outside of his self-concern, and he wants to try once, and is yearning to always be in the point where we're all connected. Get to try and feel that point of Dvekut above all the other states, to always remember and try to search for the one who's giving the states, where he's aiming us to adhere to that upper force as much as we can. We got a lot of advice from Rav this lesson. There were all kinds of questions of the friends, different angles. But in our mind, it doesn't help. Even if we write it and read it throughout the day, it helps for a moment. It's like a preparation. In the Kli, there's some impression of what we heard from the advice, from the scrutiny, and to take it out and to make it airs, that is from bestow I get from the friends, from what I bestow to the friends. It's just a seed. That's what we took from the lesson. It's planted in us. Now we need to bring it to life, to water it from the work in the ten. There's nothing more treacherous than man's feelings. That's how he checks himself to through the. If he has the fuel, he does it. If he doesn't have the feeling, he doesn't. The desire to come out of this, out of our mind and feeling, to do actions towards the others, not when I feel like it, when I have a desire for it, an understanding that here, now I'm determining that it's important. No. Specifically when it's not important to ask for forces from above to reach that pure style of work. Yeah, it's really challenging how to implement this seed that we got during the lesson to make it sprout. So I heard that happiness is... Dear friends, the delegation just landed in Monterey. We're going into the last stretch. We have an opportunity now to jump in the preparation towards the World Congress. We'll read from Rav's words about the Congress. This Congress is very special. One, Congress. We start scrutinizing in the connection between us, the passage point. In the connection between us, we can get an inner feeling. In my heart, I constantly think and want that we will all be connected in one body. Just as like a dough. A piece of dough, and we put it in the oven. That's how I want us to be connected, without any form, all of us together as dough, ready to be baked. That's what I really want. When I give these congresses, I usually pay attention to the people. We don't have to really speak about, maybe write about it. This is how we have to try and see ourselves. Whatever you put in there, South Americans, Europeans, Asians, Russians, Israelis, make something of them that it will all become one. That's what we need. Then we will succeed. We already did many actions of preparation. We can truly go to the other side of the machsom. The main thing is to work on the connection. Take care of each other. The question for the workshop is, how do we connect the lesson we just heard from the point of zero? Are we concerned about the Congress? From the lesson we heard and the point of the zero, how do we make concern about the success of the Congress? To take Rav's words and try to implement it. How we become one dough. Are we in constant tense? Do we know anything about this? Doesn't matter whether we are or not. Actually, it's a good exercise. I don't care who I'm sitting with. If it's constant or the whole world. Kli is sitting with me in the table. We're like one desire asking for correction. The work is the same. There's no renewing in that. Just to adhere to the friends and love and the lesson. Let this dough rise and not fight it. Fight on the connection of its pieces. Yeah, it's rising towards our 10 meeting today. Rav gave us winning recipe. What do you need there? An American, a Russian, a South American. Yeah, big pot. It sounds like a recipe or a joke, I don't know. No doubt that we need all of these desires, all the vessels for a big integration. We know that the integration can start with annulment, that each one annuls himself, takes the forces from the ten to succeed, to annul himself and integrate in the friends. That's how we implement the correct connection towards the Congress, from that complete zero.
From the absolute zero, if we manage to melt into one soup inside one pot.
So yesterday, Leo asked, Rav, he said, I'm really excited before the Congress, I feel great inspiration. So how can we get the work more focused? Rav answered, that we need to make sure the friends are connected, to want them to connect, that they have a warm, good connection, what Rav explained with that dough. And it makes us happy that we read this too right now. Also yesterday, Rav, some friend read it in the Zoom meeting. I'm sure that's what a lot of friends took from that meeting yesterday. It just shows as much as we all want to reach adhesion between those points. And we have to get inspired from that impression and do the work, remind each other also in the Congress to ask for the connection of the points in our heart.
Yes, there is a great Congress coming, there is the end of correction, Gemal Tikkun, we have the friends, we have Rav, all of this greatness, all of this bestowal. And then I have my will to receive that is hiding everything. It puts, I don't know, black color, black paint on my eyes, leaving me stuck with my will to receive, with my intention to receive. So then the friends come. And then you need that point of zero, that they help you get to that point of zero, zero point. They remind you that the end of correction exists already, adhesion is here, the Creator is here, everything is here. We just need a little bit of this true deficiency in order to bring us out beyond this black curtain. That's the zero point, and for that we need the friends, David.
If we think in that way, I was thinking while listening to the friends, that if we weren't so addicted to our feelings, so we won't have a problem to come out of it. I think that's the essence of the zero point, that I'm not working according to that leech, constantly looking how to get pleasure from corporeal things or even connection. Also, if you come in some expectation to a Congress, here you just ask to remain and be like the Creator, just bestow, just be in that small point where you have no forces, just to bestow to the friends and devote this Congress to the true connection and not the results of it or feeling of it, just for connection. And to go all the way in full devotion, to see as much as you can do it, but try to uplift and not to deceive ourselves. I'm not looking for a feeling. I'm looking to be like the Creator. Maybe we'll succeed if we all do it together.
So what's happening now is truly amazing. All the friends all over the world, they're all talking about one thing. they're all with concern, such great friends, and they want the Congress to succeed. So that way we'll come like little pieces of dough into that great dough and allow the conditor, the Rav, the baker, to bake us together.
Yeah, a friend of our ten is already in Mexico. We're with him.
Well, friends, let us now uplift one another. Each ten shares with their enthusiasm about the preparations, the excitement, their yearning towards the Congress. Come on, friends. In the whole forum, of course, each tent should select a representative and share in their excitement, their preparations, the yearning towards the Congress.
We from the Tel Aviv group want to tell everybody that, you know, for it's a while that we don't have a home. So we decided we are renting a big place, gathering the whole group, coming to the Congress together, connecting, having a mere Congress, men, women. And with God's help, we'll be rewarded on coming out of the Congress stronger, and we'll finally also find a home together.
Gershon.
Well, first of all, we want to share with the great excitement and also the example of our friend Roberto from Mexico. He sent our 10 a request that we will make a clip, and it made each one of the friends study a little bit of Spanish and talk to the friends with Mexico, and we sent them an amazing clip. Maybe we can watch it on some opportunity. But what was the strongest thing is Roberto's reaction, that he sent us a reaction, and you could feel his huge heart, how he's collecting within it all of the years, all of the experiences, all of the friends. He was thanking us with such, with crying and with joy, the way Roberto knows how to do it. And it was very much awakening envy to see the friends yearning for the goal and how much he appreciates the friends. Besides that, today also we're making
a preparation meeting with the whole 10. We're going to get together and get into the South American spirits with a meeting of connection of all those who are staying in Israel. And we're going to meet and succeed. Hi.
Well, we also wanted to announce what our 10 is going to do ahead of them for the Congress. Before the Congress, well, first of all, we wanted to do something in order to enter into the Congress and help the whole society enter into the Congress. So we built a social team, turned to the social team and asked, how can we participate? Then we heard that before the Congress would be a Yeshivat Chaverim as preparation for the Congress. Immediately, the whole 10 jumped on the opportunity, and we will prepare the Yeshivat Chaverim that will prepare us for the Congress. We will enter into it together.
Let's listen to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, please.
לא שומעים, ירושלים לא שומעים.
We can't hear Jerusalem.
מוסקבה, בבקשה.
Moscow, please.
חתים поделиться огромной радостью, которая есть у нас от предвкушения этого конгресса.
We wanted to share that great happiness we have towards this Congress. Part of the group is going to the Mir Congress in Koblivo. Part are going to the Turkey Mir Congress. So we are always preparing and ready. We're going to have a Congress here too. We've decided this time to be concerned of all our friends. So we prepared like a timetable that will allow all of us. It'll be a more flexible schedule that people like the women, the children that can participate during the night, they'll be able to watch it throughout the day in the center here. So we're really counting on it that every friend will be able to participate in this Congress in their own way. We'll give all the opportunities so everybody can participate. And we'll let the Creator do what He can in this Mexico Congress. Thank you, Nechaim.
Friends, this is a special time for the whole world, and Artan, today we bought a bottle, a big bottle, because there is something very special today, a preparation for the Congress. Danny Weisfeld knows what is going on, right, Danny? And I want to say it's the whole 10 together, but
together was Danny's 10.
And I just want to say that this is the time to bestow. It's truly an opportunity. We have an opportunity from above, and Rav is giving us so much forces.
All we need to do is just to hold each other.
To hold each other. Rav is good.
Not let it go. Not let it go, just to give the opportunity to the Creator to work through us. We want nothing, just be together. Lichaim Nebaro.
Volga, Volga Virtual Group, Vakasha.
Ach, Chavarim, 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 Chavarim. Можно говорить? Говорим. Мы с радостью хотим сообщить.
Friends, we in happiness want to announce. I can't even say under for the name of all the virtual society is ready to accept everybody, whoever is flying, whoever is going, whoever, wherever anybody is. Somebody in prison can feel that he's not in prison, because the virtual Congress will be open, and all the virtual groups in one place, the world, Zoom. And I want to add that the majority will be in the Congress physically, and we're ready to do exactly what Rav said yesterday. We are ready for him to truly think that we are becoming dough, and asking of the Creator to put this dough in the oven, that it'll all be baked like one big heart. L'chaim.
Again, we'll read the excerpt from Rav's words. This is a very special Congress. One Congress. We started scrutinizing in the connection between us that point of passage. Through an effort in connection, we can attain an inner feeling. I, in my heart, am constantly thinking, I very much want all of us to be connected into one body, truly. Like dough. Like truly a piece of dough that is prepared And we are not the ones who need to put it into the oven. Truly, I want us to be connected in that way without any shape. All of us together like this, like dough that is ready for baking. This is what I want very much. And usually when I teach such congresses, I sit and I look at the audience and I try to think about it. We don't need to write much, maybe to talk a little bit. In short, we need to try to see ourselves this way. And whatever you put in there, South Americans, Europeans, Asians, Russians, Israelis, make something out of them so that it will become one. This is what we need. Then certainly we will succeed. We already performed many actions of preparation, and we can truly now shift to the other side of the barrier, and mostly to work on connection. Each one guard the others. And, dear friends, we'll read a few final announcements. All of us as one, the All as One Kabbalah Am Congress in North America and Latin America. We invite all of the students of Kabbalah Am to the Congress tomorrow, May 17 and 19 in Monterrey, Mexico, and the North America Congress May 23rd and 26th in New Jersey. For details, go into the website cup.info/congress. A course about the fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We invite everyone to come to an introductory meeting towards the opening of a course on the fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Locations all across Israel. You can get details on the website or by calling the phone number. And let's sing together.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine